Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. This is the case of the ex, and we're going to talk about how Tiara is throwing it at Scrap and Dish on all of that. Stay tuned for all that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV. Oh, we got the buzz tonight, you guys.
We're going to have a party.
I love this.
Okay. I know. You guys, we have a fully loaded show for you. This episode was so crazy. We have to get right into it. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I have my girls with me, Jade.
What's up? What's up? How are you going?
And Lanisha.
What's up, you guys? Let's do it.
She always bringing the tea. We have a fully loaded news and gossip section, plus guest that bar and some tweets. So stay tuned to the end and make sure you like, comment, subscribe if you feeling what we talking about. If you're in the live chat, just join the conversation and get involved. So ladies,
yes,
what are your overall thoughts of this episode? We're on episode 4 now.
You know, it's so interesting how everything is revolving around Scrap.
And which his, one? Like,
right? The one without a Y, but the one with the Y. I don't know. That, first of all, that just doesn't make sense to me, because literally it's just missing one Y. Sometimes I get kind of confused and I just realize, oh, okay, they're talking about the one with Bambi. Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. Because they really need to do something with that, because it's not smart. I don't think it's smart.
But that's probably just why they added the Y, though.
No, Scrappy's been Scrappy.
Yeah, but I was about to say, Scrappy's been Scrappy.
I just think they need to go. Let it go. Like, Mama D can stay, but they can go.
Yeah. But the thing is like, the fact that is still even going on as far as the Mama D situation and CeCe, I'm like, dang. Like, you know, she's having a whole kid and y'all are stressing Bam out.
Mama D is a whole character. She's funny to me. I don't know. She just...
You wish she was your mama?
I wouldn't say that, but she would be, I would probably be like KK, like, and actually go out with her and hang. She would be someone who I would drink, have a drink with.
I don't know.
Because she's
funny.
She
can be my auntie. She can't be my mama.
Yeah, she can be my auntie. Yeah, she can do that.
She's funny to me. I don't know.
But, you know, I'm not going to lie. She's, if anything, out of all, you know, reality shows, she's perfect for this, because her reactions are perfect. She's like, excuse me. But she didn't have to say anything. She just... looks appalled.
I know she has those. She doesn't have a poker face,
no,
for
she
sure.
Doesn't
she cannot hide how she's feeling. This episode, I mean, it was a lot of twists and turns. Jock has a secret boo we didn't know about, and then Scrap goes and buys a house or Airbnb, because you know you can't buy a house in one day.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but let's get into what happens with Carly going to the radio station. So Jock has his own morning show in ATL, and he invites Carly to the show, and she's like promoting herself and talking about her engagement, and she invites him to the engagement party, and that's kind of weird because they used to date. And then he puts her on blast and says, are you doing the little Indian style thing with him like you did with me? And I'm like, that's
too
very
far,
disrespectful. And she didn't even take it disrespectfully. Like, I know she's a sexpert now, but I mean, how would you feel?
I mean, honestly, I just don't understand where this is benefiting from both of them, just because it's like, okay, are you doing it because you legit friends, or are you doing it because I want you to be there and see me get married, because I'm finally married. You know, that's the only thing that I see it as. Because some relationships, couples can be friends, but there are some that I just feel like can't. And like, just the way that everyone's just reacting with this situation, I just feel like apparently
I think they're friends. I think Carly definitely can put her feelings aside and move on, because she moves on. She's moved on every season, so she has no problem going on to a new relationship and leaving Jock behind, even though they had, I think, something
and
special.
I think they handled it at first in the beginning. It was very respectful how they were having the conversation, and I mean, I didn't really have a problem with her having the invite. It was just like what her man was saying, just talk to him first. That was the only issue. But as far as her just being mature about it and be like, hey, we're friends, whatever. Just come to my engagement. You don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. Let's do it.
But his woman does have a problem with it. She wants to go, because I feel like with her being a lawyer, she kind of wants to investigate a little bit. She wants to see what's going on.
That guy himself, a boss woman, with the way she walks
So my thing is, why don't you want to bring her? You know what I mean? Like, just show off that you got yourself a woman. Like,
he says he's trying to protect her image. She's a lawyer. He's a little playboy on the radio.
But she knew what she was getting herself into, though, as well. So it's like, clearly she understands. So
the policy.
The policy.
She might want to be the mayor one day. She can't be riding around with young jock.
Yeah. I mean, she already doing that, though, apparently.
But I definitely get his point of view, because, hello, it's love and hip hop. And you're a serious lawyer. You want people to take you serious. So I definitely get where he was coming from. And, you know, some of the cast members are a little bit messy. And I'm sure he doesn't want her involved in that mess. Yes. She got a job to do.
Oh, yes. What do you feel about Carly's new endeavors of being a sexpert? What do you think she's the one to give us some advice on how to keep these men? Because, I mean, she has gotten engaged a lot. So something she's doing, some kind of technique she got.
I think
she's
getting the ring. It all.
The Indian style. What is this Indian style? What do I need to do? I need to get in my meditation mode. And then, like, I don't know how you can do anything Indian style. Are you doing it with your feet? What are we doing?
I mean, he showed the clip of them opening up the leg. Maybe there was some
But that wasn't Indian style.
But maybe it's like crisscross open up.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. I don't know. We're getting a little explicit.
Let us know. Y'all Indian style, y'all.
What's your technique? Are these legs? If you're married, are if you got legs? A ring.
It's crossed like this.
Oh, my God.
If you got a ring, leave us a comment. Let us know how you got your man. Okay?
If you don't got a ring, still let us know.
No, I want I want wife advice only. I don't want these thoughts. I don't want the thought advice. I don't want that.
That's gonna make him stay. I want that advice.
Okay.
Right, because look at Tierra. She's trying to get Scrap to stay around, and she can't. You know, she has a baby with him. He's feeling Moniece now, and she threw him a party, and it was just he got ghost on her.
Y'all, I'm curious. Scrap must got them moves, because he got them girls.
He did it with Carly too.
I'm just saying, he must got them moves.
I just don't understand as to, but Tierra don't understand that she's just doing too much of anything. I don't know. Me personally, I can feel when I'm doing too much with a guy. So if I feel like I'm over texting them, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to chill a little bit. Like, but with her, she literally said it's for you and you and you. Like, just, like, the way that she's just giving herself, like, to...
I feel like once you have the child, it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe she has no shame.
Yeah.
No, no shame. She's just like, this is going to be my dude. He's getting out of prison. She's newly divorced, and he is just newly out of prison. So I feel like she thinks they're going to start a new life together. And he has other plans, which he hasn't explained to her. But I still don't feel like he's leading her on. I don't feel like he was flirting with her.
No.
So I don't know where she's getting this from.
Maybe because she has his baby. Really, I mean, baby mama drama, you know how it goes.
But even Akbar, when they met up with her bonnet on at the gym, she told her, like, are you sure? Like, she tried to hint at it, but she didn't, like, straight up tell her.
Tierra. Akbar, oh, man. I feel like she really should have, as a friend, I feel like even though she's trying to stay out the business, I feel like she should have told her.
Well, she told Moniece on the flip side, so... Do you feel like she's more loyal to Moniece more so than Tierra? Because what are the parameters of the relationship? I don't understand. Because it seems like what Moniece said, she's only been knowing Akbar for a year. So I'm not sure how long she's known Tierra.
But I don't think her and Tierra have that good of a relationship, because she was saying we bonded based off of Tommy's beef. But last time I remember, Tierra and Tommy made up. Like, Tommy was like, I'm over him.
I think if anything, Akbar is definitely closer to Moniece, just because, like,
they're doing an EP together.
Yeah, literally. They're gonna do music. Y'all are making moves and stuff. I'm like, okay, wow, y'all like this. Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. But she says Scrap has devil D, which that must be what it is. Like, have we ever had that before? Yeah, where we went crazy over the D?
No.
We're not going to admit it. We're not going to admit it.
Who does that?
No. We strong women.
Yeah, right? No. Nope. For sure. My friend calls it, okay, dematized.
Yes, that's what it is.
You're hypnotized by the D's.
Well, it's real. He was away for 3 years, and Tiara thinks he looks good. She likes the new makeover he has, the haircut and everything, and so does Moniz. But she's making him feel uncomfortable. He's ready to, I think, kind of settle down with Moniz because he basically just got ghost on her during the party that she threw in the middle of the party and then lied about it.
The fact that this man said, I'm going to be right back. I knew as soon as he got in that car, there's no way that Moniz was just going to let you go back in. Like, what do you think this is? As soon as he said, my ride came earlier, I was like, your ride? And then next thing you know, it's her. I'm just, wow. Okay, all right, well.
But look at how his brother was the wingman, though.
No, for sure. No, he got his back, though. Everyone was saying they didn't know where your whereabouts were or whatever. I'm like, wow. She called him Houdini. She said, Houdini, what happened?
He said, where's Ugly Cell going?
Disappeared.
So you think Moniz was right for popping up on her man that she just gave the goodies to drag him away? Or do you think that she's kind of like throwing herself in the same way?
Well, because he said it's like he was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
That was his ride originally. She just came early.
Okay.
But I think that she handled the conversation very maturely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She told him what her problem was. She's like, I don't mind that she went to a party or anything. I just think it's a little sketchy that you just didn't tell me. Because it's like it's with your ex, and you know, we just got done talking about how your ex is trying to slide up in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. We just talked about having your ex at a party, but he says he wasn't in the place to invite her. Do you feel like he could have invited her?
I agree that it wasn't in his place because, you know.
But it was Cheyenne's house. It's not Tiara's house.
That is true. But it was Tiara's idea to throw this party as well. So that, yes. The house thing, okay, she should be able to come. But with the whole Moniz thing, I definitely think that Moniz is more of a independent woman. Like, you know, she's not really throwing herself at him. If anything, she's letting him know, look, I'm doing my own thing or whatnot, but like, I'm not going to be chasing you. You know what I'm saying? I can see that vibe where she's like, I don't need you, but, you know, also I'm gonna put you in your place.
Well, Tiara's definitely chasing. She pops up at the house after he left. Like, if he didn't text you, he left, you haven't heard from him, you pop up at the house, banging on the door, and then she starts questioning him, and then he's like, I don't have to answer you. Like, I don't owe you any explanation at all. She says that he's hurting her.
Go ahead, Jay.
She didn't.
Right? Girl, you hurting yourself. You are literally hurting yourself. He has not made no connection to you of making it think that y'all were going to be together. You know, he did not ask you to throw this party. He did not ask you to come over. He did not ask you for any of this. So what in your rightful mind do you think that... he's hurting you? I don't get it. That's exactly how this man could just be like, okay, you tripping.
You think she's psycho? She went psycho on him and slapped him. The fire.
Did you see
how
she ran to the back when she thought that he was gonna go to the front? She's like, oh, he gonna go to the back. She ran out to the back, and that's how she got locked out, because she ran to the back thinking that he was gonna be there.
But this is what I don't like about some women, and I just got done talking to a friend about this too. Some women think they could just hit any man. Do you think you gotta come across the wrong man?
Okay. And then on top of that, he's in a halfway house. He cannot get in trouble.
Facts.
So you're not only disrespecting him, but you're maybe putting him in a position where he could go back to jail. So that's something that he definitely is not trying to go back to jail. So you already canceled yourself out.
And you're putting him in a position to keep lying to you. Because here you're saying, oh, I can handle it. I'm mature. I can handle it. You just slapped him in the face.
So do you think that in some circumstances, women kind of go too far when it comes to dealing with cheating, or it comes with dealing with men who are just not loyal to them?
When it comes to but in this case, he's not like he was cheating.
Well, not just cheating, but just to a person, like, mentally, like, the way the amount or extreme that they go for women when they get mad at the man in general. Do you think sometimes it's do you think it's unnecessary? And do you think that there's a certain point where you shouldn't, just shouldn't do it.
No, you know, in my younger days, I used to be crazy. Like, all kind of stuff. But you know what? I calmed down because you know what?
Growth.
The best growth. Yes, ma'am. The best way to get your revenge is to glow up on them, girl.
That, okay.
Say it again.
Okay.
Glow up. Glow up.
Not show up.
Glow up.
Okay. Don't be popping up in people's house.
I love that.
That glow is up. The best way, because at the end of the day, you prove them right when you go a little crazy, because they call you crazy in the beginning.
Yeah.
But when you show up looking fine in a sexy outfit,
right?
Showing all the curves in all the right places.
Right, like I'm going
to drop the
baby off, and I'm about to go out looking good. Like
looking
this.
Like a whole snack.
Literally. Hello, that's what she should have did.
Okay.
Drop the baby off.
Exactly. Because the thing is, like, she has a nice body, you know? She could go out, go worry about something else, but instead you're worrying about scrap.
Getting hurt.
There you go.
Hurting
yourself.
Before we get on to the next topic, let's just give them a little message, Jade.
Yes. The message is, here's a tea. I'm just kidding. So we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We wouldn't be here without y'all. And, you know, if you could just do us a little bit of favors. If you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And if you are listening to us on some iTunes, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating. Because you know we love them 5 stars.
Yes.
And Lanisha, please, you know, explain what AfterBuzz has helped you and why it's important to you.
I love AfterBuzz because, honestly, I get to meet ladies like you. Yes. Like, honestly, I love meeting all the new faces at AfterBuzz. It gives me the opportunity to grow my network and net worth.
Hello,
Yes,
and just talk about shows like this that I love with other people.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. So, you know who got another conversation going was Karen and Scrap, because he is not liking what Tierra's doing, and he's just talking to his mom about, you know, all the drama, and she discloses that she's really for Monice. She thinks Monice is the one for him. Do you think these mothers are doing too much in their sons' lives, or do you feel like you would be okay with your mom and dad hooking you up with someone?
It depends. They could share their opinion.
Yeah,
I don't mind, but I don't feel.
But it seems like Karen is like going out finding these women. Like, remember it might not have been last season, but when we were introduced to Tommy, she was really going hard for Tommy. But then her and Tommy fell out, Scrap and Tommy fell out. So it was like, okay, now let me find him another woman. And I don't know, Monice, they seem to have a good bond. So
they definitely do.
She gives me boss vibes.
Yeah,
boss vibes for sure.
I guess it depends on who your parent is. Some parents are actually good at matchmaking. Yes. I've seen it work, and some parents just you can say your opinion.
Yeah,
and we'll leave it at that.
I think your parent knows you inside and out, so they probably know who could be a good match for you. But at the same time, it's like, are you trying to hook me up with this like goody two shoes, or you're someone who's not really compatible with me?
Yeah.
But it seems like Monice and him are compatible.
I definitely think there is a border, there is a line to cross if you're going too far when it comes to parents. And I do understand that, you know, for you know, having the opinion of Monice and whatnot. Some parents know best and then some don't. But with this case, I do believe that, you know, his mom truly believes that Monice is someone that, like,
I guess.
But we'll see, you know?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean,
what do you think? What do you think about it?
I don't want my mom. I mean, if I like them, I think it's okay. She can introduce me, but she doesn't have to press the issue.
Yeah.
Because if I don't like them, I don't want her, like, meddling. Like, oh, have you talked to so-and-so today? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would just, like, make the introduction. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm open to anybody introducing me to someone. Hello out there. You can slide in my DMs, too. You can leave me a comment here as well. Holla at your girl.
Conversation.
Trying to get married. I'm trying to manifest my husband.
Yes, ma'am. Like a LeBron.
Hello. So Scrappy is going through it with his mom as well. Both mothers on, the mother-in-law and the mom. And he's trying to mediate the situation, which it seemed like it turned out okay when he brought the moms together as they went shopping. They did apologize to each other. And then he goes and gets an Airbnb, and Mama D goes crazy. Like, oh, you gonna give her a room, but you got a whole palace.
You literally have a whole palace, yeah. I just think think that she just doesn't like that they're moving away. And if anything, Mama D might be nervous that Cece's going to get closer to Scrappy and Bam. And so Mama D's kind of getting a little territorial.
Definitely agree with that, because Cece's now going to be, if she's living with them, she's going to be the one always seeing the baby more and always seeing her baby more.
Well, this is the thing. Bam says that her mom has control issues, and I think that's why Mama D and her are clashing. But are we not having issues with Mama D being controlling as well? Because we know how Mama D is.
Yeah,
but at the same... with that whole situation, first off, Mama Cece, if she's staying with you, I probably would have put her out too. I'm not even gonna lie. Because you're not about to talk mess about me and live in my house.
Facts.
Nah. Facts. You could go. And she was nice enough to give her a place to stay, at the least.
Exactly.
A Motel 6.
Well, while at the Motel 6, what I did catch is when Bam did go pick her up, she said this happened yesterday, so it sounded like she stayed there overnight. So I'm kind of confused on the editing, because then when she pulled her bags, the bags were still packed, like how Mama D left them. So I'm like, oh, did you stay or is this scripted? Like, what is going on?
Those cuts
here.
Those little scenes. I just hate that Bam has to do all this stuff because she's pregnant.
And no.
She shouldn't even have to go drive to her mom. When she got up, I was like, man, she's so pregnant. Like, you know, she doesn't need...
She's supposed to be resting.
She was over it. You could tell in her whole demeanor. But when she got there, I think her mom did need to have a talk in private because they have their own issues. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of even over her mama. She's not even tripping off of Mama D doing anything because she knows how her mom is and how she just has changed since the passing of her father or her husband. Mm-hmm. And so how do we feel like Bam and her mom can get it right? Do you think the child will help the grandbaby that she's having?
I honestly believe babies bring the best out of people, for sure, and it brings people closer, just because, you know, at the end of the day, you're creating a human and you don't want to bring them into a negative world. So I definitely think it'll definitely bring them closer.
I hope it does, because that relationship, it doesn't seem like it's toxic. It just seems like that there's a certain toxic thing within the relationship. It's not themselves, you know what I'm saying? It's just the alcohol. And I believe together...
Well, she says her mom doesn't take accountability for, like, the things that she does to Bam that bothers her. She's like, Mom, I'm telling you what bothers me, and you're not trying to fix it. Can you fix it? Like, instead of like, oh, I'm just out, I'm back, going back to Cali now? Like, can you... Let's talk it out. Let's
acknowledge it and everything. But I do think she knows. I think it's just the first step is to just admit it and say it out loud. But I think in the back of her mind, that's why she started crying. I think it's because like, dang, I'm really this woman. And I think she's taking it harsher. Like, I'm a bad mom. When it's really not, you're not a bad mom. It's just she's just asking for you to work on it. And she's willing to work with you. You just got to work. You'd be willing to work.
Exactly. And another thing about babies bringing out the best in people, Carly is thinking about having a little baby boy and doing the IVF. So she went to visit the doctor and she learns that she has 7 eggs. So I'm kind of confused about this whole egg situation, because I'm like, do I need to count my eggs? Like, how long do I have? Like, how does this work?
I don't know. I've always wondered that too. Honestly, science is crazy. I just don't understand. She really was like, I want a boy. A boy? You can control that?
Yeah, you can.
That's what I was looking at too. And I was just like, you know what? Science, y'all getting ahead of yourselves now.
Well, yeah, they're saying you got to collect the eggs and then hopefully they can tell. Because I thought the man made the chromosome where you are a boy is from the egg or the chromosome?
It's from the actual, it's like the DNA combining together, I believe. So like the male has XY chromosome and the woman has X chromosome. Look, I learned that.
Educate me, girl, because I don't know.
I ain't got no kids. I don't know how it works.
All right, well, the question is, what y'all do it?
I would have a surrogate. If I do all that, I'm just going to have somebody have a baby for me.
I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. Just let it happen. That's what I believe in. I just like, just let it happen. If it's a girl, okay, you were meant to have a girl for a specific reason in your life. If you were meant to have a boy, good luck. But you were meant to have a boy.
Well, Carly says her clock is ticking. She's getting up there in age. She says she has a teenager, but I could have sworn her daughter was grown already.
Oh, well, I mean,
maybe she means 19.
They're not teenagers.
If you still have teen on it, it's still teen. I guess. Teen.
When are you not officially a teen?
When you're 20. 19, you're still a teen.
I feel like 21 because that's when you're actually out there. Like, you know, you're legal with everything.
It's just 1 year.
Changes it. Okay, it's legal to drink at 21.
Girl, I started drinking at 18. Yeah. I did.
I was so scared. I was so scared.
I went to school in New Orleans, and they were selling liquor in the gas station, and I had never experienced that. Where I'm from in Memphis, we're like the Bible Belt, so the liquor stores are closed on Sundays. Yeah.
They are open.
Oh my god!
They stop serving alcohol at like 11. Well, like in the stores, but like at the bar, of course. But
I just had family just tells me, really? Be like, "Hey, just try this, okay?"
I'll say,
"Ooh, this tastes good."
So Jock is turning over a new leaf with this new boo. What do you think about keeping people a secret?
It depends. But with this, it depends
on how long your secret. That's for sure.
That's what I'm coming saying. Out and about. I mean,
In the beginning, yeah, exactly. There is a difference with protecting and hiding. Yeah. Like, you could protect it for a little bit, but then, you know, they said 2 years, right? They've been together for 2 years? Or he was talking?
Well, he said he's been knowing her for 4 years, and then, you know, he was still doing his player ways, and then now he's calmed down, and he's strictly faithful to her. Do we believe that? I think so
because she looks like she holds it down for herself. So, and you know, men usually like women who are independent.
Well, this is the thing. I've seen Young Jock with this, you know, the hair when he had the little perm and stuff. Like, was she there then?
He looked like somebody from Rio.
I'm just saying.
She probably was, but my thing is like, because I'm thinking back to the radio when he was still a little bit flirtatious with Carly. So I wonder if he's still a faithful man, but still has those flirting ways. Like, some guys, they have that habit, though.
But do you think that they need... But because of that habit, do you think that will get...
Temptation. Yes, because that's what she said. She said, the world thinks you're a single man. So you don't have to say, oh, my girl's a lawyer. She works at this law firm. She'll be in court on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. But you can say, I have a woman. You know what I mean? Like, and this is what I do for my woman. Or, you know, he can speak on things on the radio.
But do you think it's different when it comes from dating a celebrity and then you being a normal person? Do you think it's a little bit different when it comes to that? Because when you have a celebrity with a celebrity, you know, that's inevitable. But, like, when you have a celebrity with someone that's just working regular, like, it's a little bit different, I feel like.
Do you think
it's different?
It's definitely different, but it goes by what you said. Mm-hmm. Know what you're signing up for. When you get with a person, you gotta know what comes with it as well. Yeah. Some people are good with hiding their people, because there'll be, like, people, some people, I'll be like, I did not know y'all was together.
Snoop Dogg and his wife, she's, you know, been a housewife, and, you know, we know who she is, but we don't know their business, you know? So, I mean,
Beyonce, she's big, and you know, her and Jay-Z, well, both of them are big, and they were able to keep all that a secret for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're big.
Oh, my gosh. The baby reveal was the best reveal ever that she's ever done in her life. Okay. Oh, yes. Love on top.
Love them. You guys, I'm so excited for the next segment. You know why?
Why?
Because we are about to play Guess That Bar.
Y'all know I like to cheat, so come on and comment.
Okay, all right. So we know.
If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and my lovely panelists, they have to guess the song and the artist. So are you ready, ladies?
No.
I don't know if you're ready.
She knows I'm never ready.
These vibes.
Vibes on vibes.
All right. I'm about to read it. It's after midnight, and she's on your phone, saying come over, because she's all alone. I could tell it was your ex by your tone. Why she calling now after so long?
Dude, it's funny, because I thought I had it in the beginning, but I was
she was saying it?
Okay, can we do, like, two more lines?
Now, what is it that she wants? Tell me, what is it that she needs?
This song got me thinking a whole nother song, but right. I know it ain't it.
It's throwing you off, boo. Well, You only got 3 seconds.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we don't know.
It's Case of the X by Maya. You know, the name of the episode is Case of the X. So, are y'all Maya fans?
I only know Whoa. Oh,
my love is like Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Maya has so many Whoa. Other hits. Oh,
Lady Marmalade is a good one, too. Those are only two I really like.
All right, let's see if you get this one.
Okay. Well.
Lollipopping, twerking on some J's. On the dance floor, no panties
Cardi,
in the way.
Cardi B.
I'll take my time with this.
Please, please, me, please, me, please. Hey,
please. Hey, please. Hey, please. Hey,
lollipop,
swerking
on some J's.
My panties in the way.
Hey.
I'll take my time. Okay, bad, bad.
All right. Let's see if you get the last one, ladies.
Sure, I hope.
I'm all in my bag. This hard as it gets. I don't snort powder, but I might take a sip. Ooh. I might hit the blunts, but I might just trip. I ain't popping no pills. You can do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, and I love them to death.
Who did all that?
What? Yeah. Now, pay in mind, some of these songs, I literally think it's like the opposite of what they're really rapping about. Like, literally, I could sing many songs. So,
well, just like LeBron, I get my dudes more chips. Just put the Rollie right back on my wrist. Mm. It came from Drizzy. He gave it to me as a gift.
Okay, who's friends with Drizzy? Just starts to think like...
It's a rapper.
I got that.
It's J. Cole, Middle Child.
Oh, that's a good song too. My workout song too.
Girl, you don't know the lyrics.
I don't. I told you it's the opposite of what I really think it's. Oh, yeah.
You was totally wrong.
I know. All right. We still love you, J. Cole.
At least got with one no this features. Time.
With well, no you guys, that's it for Guess That Bar. Make sure you tune in next week. I got some more tunes for you. Now we're going to get into our trending tweets. These are the tweets that we pull from super fans talking about the show. So let's get right into our tweet number one.
And
this is from Miss Riri to you. Tiara got married and had a whole baby while Scrap was locked up. What's she tripping for?
Okay. Thank you.
We asked this question already.
And next, Destroyed It has something to say. She says, I don't want to hear nothing about no weight loss from nobody who laid on the table. As you know, Tokyo said that in the ending little segment. Mm-hmm. And she has a point. What do you think? I mean, Sierra did have some work done.
I agree. Honestly, if you're not 100%, you know, just working out, eating healthy, I don't want to hear nothing. Unless, no.
So you don't think Sierra can give her advice?
I feel like she could, but it's her delivery. Yes. She comes off too aggressive. I don't
too
know.
Too condescending. Yeah. Like, stop eating this fried chicken, girl.
And it's like she's making it seem like she, like, went through the process. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no.
You got light bulb, girl.
No.
And don't throw away my food.
Yeah. And a ton of fuck. Goodbye. Black Mermaid 34. I know we clown Mama D a lot on here, but we gonna kick Bam's mama's ASS if she keeps coming from Mama D. That's right. We ride for Mama D here.
And y'all Mama heard D's Mama queen. D, and I'm letting you know that you can't whoop my ass. I said, okay, let her know.
Hello, we know Mama D got them hands.
Oh, you can say
and
that
our last tweet, Nisha, she says, how Carly get engaged every season? We have the same question.
That's crazy.
But she got that good.
Yeah, and I'm happy for this one. I'm rooting for them.
I will say he is not, like, you know, I like that they could talk, you know, about real stuff together. They mm-hmm. He was like, why'd you invite your ex? And she explained to him, he's like, okay. At least they can have a mature conversation about
that
was, it.
That conversation was very grown.
And he was proud. He was like, I'm grown. I mean, I'm proud of you. You're grown. Mm-hmm. Look at you growing as a woman.
Do you feel like Carly was ever immature? Because she's like one of the older ladies on the cast. I mean, that's what people were saying, like, oh, now she's talking about having to freeze her eggs, so we know you're of age over 35 or something like that.
Where you
so,
gotta do that,
but people are saying she's like 50.
Oh,
yeah. I remember the first time you said that. I actually looked it up.
How old is she?
She is like she's 52.
Mm-hmm. Well, girl, you
it's called the
50.
Melanin.
You
let me let y'all know. Black and no she crack. Looks yes. good. Okay.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with being 50.
I don't know.
But really? Mm-hmm. So she's about to have a baby at 52. Because I know Janet Jackson, she was 50 when she had her baby, but that's kind of... Mm-hmm. I think she's time for a surrogate. I don't know. But the doctor says...
Well, the doctor says she's good.
So maybe she's not 50.
I don't know. The research said...
Google, did you lie?
I looked on more than just Google. I was looking on everything.
You guys... Google Carly Rae's age. Please, let us know in the comments. Is she 52
or not? Don't just guess. Really do the research and then show us on there.
We need photos. DM me the photos. So we're going to get into our news and gossip section. You know Jade and LaNisha got the tea.
Okay.
Oh, yes. So we... Look at her sipping her tea. Okay. So our first thing that we have is Miss LaNisha.
Yes, you guys. So, well, you know how we've been talking about Amada and how she's been messaging about her boo thing. We finally get to meet him, y'all. His name's MJ, and he is fine.
Is he fine? I can't see.
Fine.
Girl, he's chocolate. He got that beard and everything.
Okay, is she dating him or are you?
Girl.
Can he handle all that?
Look.
Amara thickness?
Amada made it very clear on his page. Ladies, stay away. This is my man. He is taken.
And that's what you got to do. We're not keeping no secrets. Mm-hmm. I mean, you keep it secret at first, and then you let him know.
She held that down for a minute.
Let him know.
It wasn't really a secret because she said she had a man. She just wasn't showing his face or anything.
That's what I'm saying. Young Jock should do. He doesn't have to show the lawyer, babe, but just at least say I have one.
There you go. Yeah, at least that. Okay, yes.
Good for you guys.
You don't
got to
take a picture and be like, this hurt. Like, you know, then that's when you could cause problems right there. So we have another one, and it is about Tokyo Vanity's new love affair with her new boo. And, you know, they say, you deserve it, sis. And so apparently, it is her best friend, she says. Performer sent social media into Lizzie last month after she revealed that she had a new love interest. And his name is Jay, who appears just as in love with Vanity as she is with him. Do you think that this is real love?
I think so. I actually went to her page because I wanted to see, you know, what was going on with Tokyo. And they have several photos together. They look genuinely happy. I mean, you can tell a little bit about body language through photos. True. You know, you can't tell everything, but they seem to have a good chemistry.
I saw that video too. They were doing a little kissy video. I'm hating y'all.
Oh, no, so cute. We're gonna start a love and hip hop dating segment. Ooh. We're gonna get hooked up. We're gonna hook ourselves up.
Okay.
Do you think that there are some celebrities that fake their relationships? So it's kind of hard to sometimes tell.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Oh yeah. So, I don't know who, but. They do.
So speaking of fake, do you think Erica, Mina, and Safari is fake? Because our next news is people think that Safari is with Erica, Mina because of her looks, not because she loves her.
Well, I think most guys are with you for your looks. I mean, who doesn't want an attractive woman? I don't think that's the only reason, though. Like, I think he was attracted to her. I mean, she does have a very dominant personality, but he's a Cancer man. He said it on the show, like he said it several times, he's looking for love.
Yeah.
He thinks he found it. So if anything, is she with him because of whatever reason for the D that he was about to put the mold of the dildo? We all saw it. Yeah. We saw who he's working with. So
I mean, because
he might have that devil D.
Oh my gosh. Matize. But because, you know, he did get also backlash saying, because, you know, he was like, no one can ask me why I proposed to this woman. I win baddest in the game and world, and she looks just like this in real life. And so people were just saying, shame people don't know what love feels like. You shouldn't be with her than her looks and whatnot. So he's gotten backlash of just, you know, praising his woman. You know?
First, we want to complain because the man's not showing his woman. Now we have a man that wants to flaunt his woman around like, yes. And we got a problem with it?
If she's fine, she's fine.
I mean, she fine.
Okay, and if she ain't complaining, why are y'all?
Literally, she calling it love weight. She said, I'm in love. This is, you know, she
exactly.
She was bomb.
Okay. Show your woman off, boo.
Okay.
Especially, they're going to get married soon, too. So why not show off?
I mean, most guys think their woman is the most beautiful woman in the world, or you better say that.
And if you don't, then I don't want you.
Exactly.
Okay. What you hiding me for?
Exactly. You better be like, I'm your Beyonce. Exactly. I'm your queen.
My woman.
Yes. Hello.
Embrace me.
I'm the most beautiful woman in the world. Facts. But don't let no man tell you that if you don't have no passport, okay?
Not for real, though.
Men take
notes. You need to learn how to travel.
Hello. So let's get into our predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Oh my goodness. What do you think is going to happen, ladies?
Oh, I hope that Scrap gets a housekeeper for Tierra. I hope someone to get some type of extra security to keep her out.
I just want him to shut down. I just need him to just let him know, okay, who do you want?
Who Tierra?
Yeah, no, Scrap. Like, you know, let it be known that you want to be with Moniece, you want to ride with Moniece, and then make sure that Tierra knows, look, you gotta
I think he let her know when he dipped. When he left, that was all she needed to know. And that's why she showed up at the house angry, like, who is she? She already knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have that intuition, women's intuition.
Because they thought she said it. Yeah. She's like, you must be getting it somewhere else. So
exactly.
And right. Didn't deny it.
Lanisha, what do you think is gonna happen?
Okay.
Let's see. So we saw a little bit of Tokyo. I think we are going to see that aggressive side with her and Sierra, but I do think that they are going to end up working it out as well. Like, I think they're going to have that deep conversation of how you're supposed to talk to me and how we're about to go about this, and I think they are going to make up being friends again.
Well, I actually did a little research on their Instagram, so they are actually still following each other. However, I've been looking at recent pictures, and Tokyo's page is all about her and her boo. Mm. And Sierra, she's going out with Carly and some of the other cast members, and I don't see any signs of photos of each other on the page, but they're still following each other, so they're not at a point of no return, but there's some tension there for sure. And we don't know how far it's going to go.
I was definitely going to bring the whole Tokyo thing, because also I just think that Tokyo is going to get other people's advice as well on this whole weight loss thing. Because I know in her mind, she feels kind of alone and not and other people are like, well, I mean. And so I definitely think that she's going to get an understanding of where Sierra was coming from, if anything. But
I feel like Tierra is going to run across Moniece and they're going to have an issue. And I feel like
Moniece is like, why should she though?
She doesn't have to, but I said Tierra.
She's gonna start something with her.
Exactly.
For no reason.
Now that she knows her name, she was like, Moniece Slaughter. She already said some shady comments. Mm-hmm. And so once Moniece gets wind of all the crap she's talking, you know how Moniece is. She ain't having that.
Throw that chair.
Shut that down.
Yeah. So you guys, we had an amazing show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you think so we can shout you out. I'm your host, Ms. Conversation Peace. And I couldn't do it without my ladies. Let them know where to find you at. And you can find me at Miss Conversation Peace on Instagram or Twitter, M-I-S-S Combo Peace.
And my name is Jade Ming, and you can go ahead and find me on Instagram, Miming Official, M-A-I-M-I-N-G Official.
And I'm Lanisha, bringing the tea. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A, 914.
Hey.
Hello. See you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.